This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It is time to talk some TV. Football season is over. You have the NBA after tonight hitting the All-Star break. You have hockey and the very controversial and polarizing Four Nations face-off.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Going on. So some will be very invested, others less so. But how about some TV shows? I gave you my top 10 most anticipated movies of the year. Here are the top 10 most anticipated TV shows through the rest of the year. So that does not include three shows I'm watching right now, which are Severance.
Great.
They are almost halfway through this season, season two of the show, on Apple Plus. Excellent. You're trying to figure out what's going on. Sci-fi, tinge of horror vibes, but definitely like a sci-fi type of show.
And I will interject this for you because it's been helpful to me. The Dork Podcast Severance recaps are very helpful because I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a lot of thinking.
Right.
I let other people do the thinking for me.
We'll do that.
And so you guys do a good job of that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Tonight we are going to be recapping episode 4, which might be the best episode of the season.
I was looking for that on my Spotify today.
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
So that'll be in the Odyssey in your folder tomorrow. Tomorrow morning you'll have that, or late tonight.
Right there.
If you're up late, you're like, I can't sleep.
Okay.
Turn on the old hashtag Dork Podcast. So Severance, I've been enjoying very much. Traitors, that's a reality show, but
tremendous.
You, me, Nick are all over that show. Shyam's all over that show.
Shyam's watched like 3 seasons in a week. I don't even know how he has the time to do it, but he's knocked out like legitimately 3 seasons.
I'm not sure. So new episodes of Traitors is on Thursday. New episodes of Severance are on Friday. And then I got swept up into this Paradise show that the morning show, Greg, Wiggy, I think Courtney too, they all love this show.
I've watched 2 of the 5 so far.
So
I'm teetering a little bit.
I told those guys, the 5th one came out last night. It's a Tuesday release show. And I told those guys, I think you're hyping it up too much. Because I like it.
You're doing too much.
You're doing too much with it.
Yeah.
Because I like it, and I needed something, especially with my other two shows being Thursday, Friday. I had a big gap, especially some of those nights where there was no Bruins or...
Hold on.
Dump that, Nick.
I wasn't looking at Nick to isolate that. Yeah.
There was a lot of time without a show. Let me rephrase. Now, put that in for the podcast later.
Yeah, replace that.
So, Saturday through Wednesday, if there weren't like a Bruins night or a Celtics night, you're like, all right, what do we got?
You
got
to fill your gap.
Correct.
Thank you.
Which I am famously great at. And so, Paradise is not a bad show. It's on Hulu. It's 8-episode season. Episode 5 was last night. You're also trying to figure out some pieces, some obvious twists, some maybe less obvious twists, and whatever. It's good, not great. I at least need to see how it ends, so I will watch the final 3. But because I tweeted it out yesterday at Dork Podcast, I was like, add this to the list of shows. And some of the responses were like, you guys are the only ones who like it. I was like, I don't think it's better than that. But anyway.
Yeah, we were also told that From was terrible, too. And it's one of the
From's great.
There you go.
So From,
so
greater than.
Listen to them.
Yeah, From greater than Paradise. Severance, greater than Paradise. Apparently, I think, worth a watch to this point. All right, here we go. I'm going
to get to the actual list.
I ranked them from 10 to 1 as like ones I'm looking forward to. So this Sunday night is The White Lotus Season 3. I'll be honest, wasn't a huge fan. In fact, bailed on Season 1 and 2, but it's one of those anthology shows, so you can pick up Season 3 and you're like, doesn't really matter. People love these shows. They love, it's a Mike White creation. Carrie Coon, who I think is one of the great actresses of our time, she was in The Leftovers.
Okay.
She's joining the cast for Season 3. Walton Goggins, excellent actor. in a lot of great shows.
Nick was very hyped up for that specific performance.
So, and usually the Sunday HBO show, Sunday at 9 HBO show is can't miss.
Worth your time.
So that's The White Lotus Season 3. Speaking of HBO, this might be a polarizing one, but coming in at number 9 on my list is A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. This is another Game of Thrones spinoff. So Game of Thrones was pretty lights out for 5 or 6 seasons, then for a season, then a terrible final season.
And then how have the spinoffs been?
So House of the Dragon Season 1 I liked a lot. Season 2 was kind of an with the exception of one unbelievable episode. So, again, I think you got to go into it. Yeah, hit or miss. But you know they throw a ton of money on it. It's going to be a big spectacle. I think it's going to be a fun show. So that's coming out in June of this year. Number 8 on my list, Alien: Earth. It's a Hulu show, Alien series. So we've seen all these Alien movies, including Romulus, which was a good one. You can pick any kind of different time. They all jump around in times, but it's Alien, and it's a TV show.
And it's on Earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
What more do you want?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's going to be great. It's on our turf. On our turf.
Alien Earth. I like this. Okay.
Hopefully they're not just like afraid of water like the aliens in Signs.
Yeah.
Let's go to a planet. This is Davey's big rant on Dork Podcast. He's like, so they go to a planet 75% covered in water, and the one thing that kills them is water?
Yeah, they should have seen that one coming.
They were running out of other options.
The flaw. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe all the planets are water. Number 7. Welcome to Derry. It's going to be an HBO show, and it's going to serve as a prequel to the two most recent It movies.
Okay.
So Stephen King, a little horror, Pennywise the Clown?
Skarsgård back?
Yes.
Well, then I'm in.
Yeah, okay.
So Nick is in.
Nick's sold.
I'm a little afraid.
I'm a little scared.
I'm honestly shocked looking forward to this, being a clown.
I look away at times.
The whole movie.
I'm not as scared.
He was watching through his fingertips. Yeah.
Dude, not to spoil Traitors, but the last episode. So this has been a house of horrors for me.
Yeah.
They had a clown episode. Then 2 episodes later, snakes.
Oh, a whole bunch of wriggly things. But yeah, snakes. Yeah.
That challenge would have really frustrated me. So there was a challenge. I won't say who won or anything, but there was a challenge where you basically like reach your hands into a box and they drop like creepy crawlies on you. Like, whatever, I can handle that. Then there's like scorpions or spiders, like not the end of the world. So I'd be like, I wouldn't like it, but I could do all that.
I think I also could handle that. I know what you're going to say, though. They started dumping stuff on your head.
I don't love that, but it was like crickets and like sand. So I'd be like, this is annoying.
I don't want that.
But for the sake of the game, I would do it. But then they're like, here come some boa constrictors. I'd be like, I would like sprint it out of there so fast. I'd be like, why'd I do all that other stuff? I wouldn't have been able to do that for a second.
I made it so far, and then they broke out the boa constrictor. I couldn't handle
If you start with the boa constrictor, then I'm just out.
Yeah, it would have saved me a lot of trouble.
I'll quit.
I wouldn't like all the stuff dumped on my head.
Yeah,
but
no,
anyway, neither here nor there, yes.
Number 6, The Bear Season 4.
Ooh.
On Hulu. Seasons 1 and 2, excellent. Some of the best TV I've seen in the last decade. Season 3, good. Not great, but it was good. And so we'll see if they bounce back. I think it might be the final season.
Oh,
not
100%
really? Sure on
when
that.
When is it out?
It's also TBD, but my guess is like...
Summerish?
Summer. Okay. That'd be my guess. Number 5, Andor Season 2. A Disney Plus show comes out April 22nd. Andor Season 1 was excellent. This is, I think... I mean, it's great for Star Wars fans. Even non-Star Wars fans can like this. There's like not even lightsabers in it, which some look at it as like,
boring.
That's bad. Yeah. No, I know. But it ended up being great.
So even Andy Hart, who came in yesterday and was talking about the little blue robot, which you immediately corrected and said.
It's a droid.
Actually a droid. Even Andy Hart would like
R2-D2. Yeah, Andor is great. And this is going to lead right up until the Rogue One movie. Number 4 on my list comes out this Friday. That'd be Yellow Jackets Season 3. It's on Showtime. Or apparently the souped up, priced up Paramount Plus version.
Oh, I got to get like a high level version of Paramount Plus. Yeah. Not on Tubi?
I don't think so, sadly.
All right.
This is the one where the high school girls' soccer team crashes on a planet to eat each other. Great stuff.
It's like Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But newer.
Newer.
It's a newer Alive.
Newer, hipper Alive. Yeah. Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Number three on my list, the final season of Stranger Things. Apparently, the talk on that. God, what is it, Nick? Five, six?
Five?
They just keep referring to it as the final season. But yeah, so I think maybe it's five. And they say like each episode is going to be like a big budget movie. It's going to be insane, I think, by the time.
Like every episode's almost two hours long, hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, they're like all movies. Every episode.
Well, it's been 10 years since they released a season, so.
Right. It's been a while. All the kids are way older now.
Yeah. I wasn't in on the first four. I'm definitely out on this one.
So I love this series. Okay. So this is great. Number two on my list is Daredevil Born Again on Disney Plus March 4th. So Daredevil was a great Marvel show on Netflix, and it ran for three seasons, and it was excellent. Then it was canceled. And then Disney Plus absorbed all those Netflix shows, and they were like, well, maybe we're going to make these. Maybe we weren't. But like the fans were so up in arms that this show got canceled that they're bringing it back. It's not technically a season four, but I think it kind of is because they're bringing back a lot of the same characters and people. But this show should be great. Street level, hero, all that stuff. And then number one on my list is The Last of Us Season 2 on HBO. Also TBD. I think they said spring, maybe like late spring.
April.
Oh, they did say April?
They said April, didn't give a day, though.
All right, so no day, but I'm guessing this will be the Sunday at 9, probably whenever the White Lotus ends. They'll probably make way for The Last of Us. Season 1 was great. This is the game is based off of the video game. Pedro Pascal, excellent, excellent show. One of the best shows of, I think, what, 2 years ago.
So the top 10 most anticipated shows of 2025. Keith's got three bonus honorable mentions. Severance, mm-hmm. Paradise, Traitors, all underway. White Lotus Season 3. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, Alien Earth, Welcome to Derry, The Bear Season 4, Andor Season 2, Yellowjacket Season 3, Stranger Things Season 5, Daredevil Born Again, and Last of Us Season 2. That's in reverse order, 10,
yes.
2, 1. Maybe we can tweet that out for you. It'll be available on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Let's get back to the Red Sox, their youth movement. Is it an actual plan, or are they just selling you a bill of goods? We'll get to it next.